Looking to breathe new life into your furniture? Visit Upholstery on Broadway, conveniently located at 205 A Broadway in Arlington, Massachusetts. Their complete reupholstery services have got you covered. With over 40 years of experience, they take pride in attention to detail and commitment to quality. Call 978-460-5184 for a free estimate. That's 978-460-5184. Upholstery on Broadway, where craftsmanship meets creativity. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day. Help us to be your witnesses in the faith. Help us to witness to all people that they may come to glory in your name. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. You know, one of the greatest signs that God exists, because I always love this. You know, you got these people, I don't believe in God. I believe in science. I'll never believe in God. And okay, fine. That's your choice. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I am a Catholic. I am a Christian. And as you know, those of you who know my story, I have a tremendous affinity for the evangelicals because they led me back to the Catholic Church. I was an atheist at the time. I turned away from the church. I was an atheist and the whole bit. So I have a tremendous affinity for people who believe. And one of the things that they'll say is, no, I don't believe in God. You know, you have to show me. You're looking for proof that God exists. And, you know, there's a line in medicine that is diagnosis of exclusion. And what it is that you have symptoms, and the symptoms are normally the symptoms of several diseases, and you have to figure out which one, and one of them, the symptoms are by a diagnosis of exclusion. In other words, if you have X, Y, and Z symptoms, well, that could be a problem with your electrolytes. If you have same symptoms, it could be a problem with your nervous system, But there might be a disease. There is a disease. There are diseases that you've checked all those things and they're all normal, yet the symptoms stay. And that's a symptom of exclusion. Yeah, it has all the signs of this disease. And the other sign is that there is no symptom from the other diseases. So what happens with this situation is when people say they need proof that God exists, well, your simple response is you want to see proof that God exists, and you're saying there is no God. Prove to me why, if we are the people you say we are, we have war. And if you continue this further, you can turn around and say, why is it that all the other species don't act like the human race does as we do? You might have territorial issues between dogs or between, you know, species of dogs or species of cows or whatever, but you don't have what you have among the humans. But we as Catholics, we as Christians as well, and Jews, can explain to you our faith and say, here's the reason. This is the reason. And if you're looking for signs that God exists, we show you the symptoms. And since you can't prove to us how we do this because of science, we can prove to you how we do this because this is what God taught us. So you understand that. So that's an important message. Well, today's reading from Wisdom talks about the very nature of wisdom. And one of the images that pops into my mind when I tell this is when they make these telescopes like the Hubble and the Webb, James Webb telescope, and they make mirrors for them because they're reflection telescopes. They make mirrors. The mirrors are super polished so that there's no flaw in them. And that's the kind of image I get from the description today of what wisdom is. And when we're talking about pure wisdom, we're talking about that which is part of who God is. As a matter of fact, there is a line in this reading which explains that she, in the Bible, wisdom, who is a characteristic of God is always described as she. And the Holy Spirit in some languages is she as well. But wisdom, always described as she in English anyway. And actually, I believe in many of the other Romance languages. She, it says, is a breath of the power of God, the strength of God. So that's what wisdom is. So when we are reaching into wisdom and we're reaching into the divine wisdom, which we are in touch with, if we pursue it, that's what we're finding. It's not just something I've described as a simple way of wisdom, of understanding what to do at the right time, but also this divine infusion to help us understand and act in the world. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony in Alston. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
We're back, and we're talking about this important understanding of wisdom. So let me go back to what I was saying yesterday. This might be a good point. Again, what I was saying, that the media doesn't get God at all. So forget it. Don't even worry about it. So, well, you know what they said? I really don't know because I don't listen to them because I don't care because I know it's going to be wrong. But when it comes to things of religion, because they don't know. But wouldn't the true reporter who understood the things of God saying, if you believe to Speaker Mike Johnson, that God gave you with authority, then explain to me what that authority is in light of the teaching in the Book of Wisdom. Or it, you can find it in other places because I realize it's part of the Apocrypha from a Protestant perspective. But yeah, explain to me what that means, because what you are saying is you want to act within that context. But the reporters don't know. And that's an important thing. As a person of faith, you really need to understand that the media does not understand what Christianity is all about. They just don't understand that. And I can't speak for Judaism. Do they know about Judaism? I can't say because I'm not a Jew. A rabbi might say the same thing, but I can say as a priest, they don't have a clue. So keep that in mind. And I say that as an understanding, because when you hear them speak on such things and they're maybe detracting against someone because of their faith and everything else, they don't have a clue. So keep that in mind. If I ever see a reporter that's really gets this and that really understands that and that reaches into this, and then I'll change my tune. But generally, they don't understand. And so you look at that. This is what wisdom is. And if you understand this description of wisdom, which you can find in your daily missal, then you understand that you're not going to find that wisdom anywhere except in God. And therefore, being a person of faith and a person of prayer in a leadership position is all essential. This is very important. It's all essential. And if you aren't that, then you're not going to be good in your leadership. You might not be good in your leadership anyway. What was it? I think it was Winston Churchill said true leadership was just one set of failures after another. I don't have the exact quote, but similar. But you definitely won't be that good if you're not a person of prayer. Because what are you doing? You're getting in touch with this very powerful description of wisdom, which you can find in today's first reading, and you will understand that. Now, by the way, you might say, well, why don't you read it? Copyright issues is one of the main reasons. And the other reason is time, those two things. So I don't. That's why I encourage you to go find it. And you can find it at bible.usccb.org. Just look for today's date and look for this powerful image of wisdom. It's very powerful. And when we understand that, now you understand what we are all about. If we're seeking that wisdom, if we're humble before that wisdom, we're going to act in ways that are different than worldly wisdom. And when we're not acting in ways that are different than worldly wisdom, then we can take that as a sign that we need to grow in wisdom. And we can only grow in wisdom when we are humble before the Lord, we are people of prayer, and we seek Him to infuse us with His wisdom, which is something we grow in time with, and it's something that we may grow in time with, that we may grow into over time, but we realize it is not always an easy path, as we heard on a previous day. So we put these two things together and we understand these powerful things, and then we also understand we can have a deeper level of who is wise and who is not. We're going to talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you again tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out catholictv.com. And don't forget, the best way you can support our parish and our program is to come to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. That's at 43 Holton Street, H-O-L-T-O-N Street, in Alston, Massachusetts. Come to the 10 o'clock Mass and join us in worshiping the Lord in Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. In Cristo vivimos. Looking to breathe new life into your furniture? Visit Upholstery on Broadway, conveniently located at 205 A Broadway in Arlington, Massachusetts. Their complete reupholstery services have got you covered. With over 40 years of experience, they take pride in attention to detail and commitment to quality. Call 978-460-5184 for a free estimate. That's 978-460-5184. Upholstery on Broadway, where craftsmanship meets creativity.